Was there an interest academically beginning to develop as you were in high school before you graduated?
I always liked school. I didn't have a great deal of problems in school. I was able to pretty much do all the work that I needed to do without even having to take work home. I typically, because I played football, had a study hall and would do most of my homework there. I remember vividly there was a teacher who influenced me greatly named Affeld Larson. She taught history, and I just loved the course and loved learning from her. There was also a speech teacher by the name of Isabel Ronan. She was very famous for some of the people that had gone through her. Who is the famous reporter, the rest of the story?
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey was a graduate of Tulsa Central and had been a pupil of Isabel Ronan's. Tony Randall was also a student of
Ronan. Both were older than you, weren't they?
Yes, they
graduated
were.
Before
yes,
you
they
did.
Were. I remember one of the things that Isabel taught me, one of the things we always said, a word is dead, some say, when it is said, but I say it just begins to live that day.
That's great. You seem to be a worker bee beyond being a paper boy, some other jobs before you went off to college.
Yes, if I was going to have spending money, I had to develop my own spending money. My parents struggled financially, and the house that my father had planned to build never got built. It was somewhat embarrassing to me to grow up in a garage like I did, so I didn't have a lot of friends over to the house.
How about fireworks? I think you were involved in a fireworks job.
Yes, I always loved fireworks. I used to order fireworks from Spencer Fireworks that advertised in comic books and magazines. I would order an assortment of fireworks every year to shoot off on the 4th of July, and we would have a family get-together at the house because we were one block outside the city limits, so we could set off fireworks, and I always enjoyed those displays. Eventually, I had my own fireworks stand up on Peoria, just south of 37th Street. 37th was the city limits at that time. In fact, the bus lines turned around at 36th and Peoria because there was not much of town south of 36th Street.
Wasn't there a farmer's market, as we call them today?
The farmer's market was between Peoria and Lewis, north of Admiral. There used to be fixed buildings that were like a block long, and there were three or four of those in that area. And all of the farmers would have stalls and come in and bring their fresh produce. I remember going up there and buying ears of corn and fresh tomatoes and potatoes. It was quite an experience. I know that they're trying to start farmers markets on Cherry Street and in Jenks today, but there's nothing like what we used to have, where all of the people would go at one place.
About cars again. Your first car again was?
It was a 35 black Ford with a rumble seat. The windshield would crank out and the back window would roll down so that you would have air blowing through the car in the hot summertime.
What was your next car?
Next car was a 1940 Chevy coupe, just a one-seater. And I made the mistake of trying to paint it myself with a paintbrush. And I painted it a bilious blue. It was just awful. But once painted, it stayed that way as long as I had it.
Did people comment on it?
Oh, yeah, the Blue Monster, it was called. But I had that until I prepared to get married, and I sold that car, started delivering another paper route in a really exclusive area between 26th and 31st, east of Lewis. That's where all the big homes were. That's where the Warren family lived, and people who were really wealthy lived in that area. I threw that for a period of 6 months or so while I was in college and earned enough money to buy a 1950 Ford four-door sedan. And that's the car I had when I got married.